was TikTok by Mabel, and now we're joined by Jean G. Owen.
Hello.
Hello.
So would you like to tell us a bit about you and what is that you do?
Well, my name's Jean and I run the Naked Fig Leaf Press and Figmentum Books in Newport, and they're publishing island writers and illustrators, and I run the Figlet Literary Magazine as well, which comes out twice a year. And mm-hmm. I'm about to launch a Figurama at the Ride Fair.
Yay!
Hey.
Oh, it's exciting.
It certainly is. So it's a two-day literary festival celebrating island writers at the Calvert's Hotel in Newport on the 27th and 28th of March from 10:30 in the morning till 8 p.m. And we have all sorts of events, including workshops and book launches and table sales, book sales of local authors. And we also have an open mic where all people are welcome to come and do their bit if they want to. Poetry, prose. Each day is distinct. One day, Friday is Poets Day and Saturday is Prose Day.
Ooh.
Brilliant. I mean, it's good to sort of support local people that have these, you know, interests and sort of like inspire and people that want to get involved in writing their own stories and writing their own, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a wealth of talent on the island, a lot of writers and poets and artists looking for outlets for their work. And Naked Fig Leaf is just one of the local presses that provides that.
Brilliant.
Oh, wow.
So, obviously, is this like a hot thing that's going on all day? Is this an all-day thing, or...?
Yes, so it's both days are all day. During the day we have book sales and open mics and workshops run by local writers. So we have Katie Daish running a historical fiction workshop, Hillard Morley doing something on performance, and Debs Stott doing something on poetry. Photography.
Photography.
Oh, wow. And we have Kate Young doing a nature walk around Newport.
Ooh.
So they're spread out over the day. And I'm also doing one-to-one sessions for people that want to come and talk about publishing or any aspect of their writing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to book up for these because they're kind of... we need to know who's coming, of course.
Of course, yeah.
And then we've also got, as I said, open mics where people are welcome to come and read from their books. A lot of the people with a book table are going to be doing readings. Mm-hmm. We've also got Holly Medland, the Isle of Wight storyteller, giving a performance on Friday at around 12:30, I think, and other sort of set time events, but also just the open mic idea.
Yeah.
Definitely, it allows people to have a voice and allow them to actually express, you know, what they want to say, and you know.
Well, we're hoping just anyone will come in and just have a go.
Have a go, so yeah.
That's kind of the idea. Yeah. It's a browse
around. Good, isn't it? It's good.
Support local writers.
Yeah.
And the other thing we're doing, Naked Fig Leaf are publishing three books, and we're launching them all at the Figurama. We've got Catherine Rossetti's latest poetry book called A Year of Wild Verse.
Hmm.
Then we've got, last year I ran a Biosphere writing competition, and so all the writers that were entered are now in a book called Where Words and Wildlife Meet, and that's that's been supported by the Biosphere Festival people. And then the third book is a book of short stories by five island writers, myself being one, of course.
Oh, wow.
They're called unsettling stories, so they're quite dark stories.
Dark stories.
Yeah, so it's quite exciting to have a range of different writings across the event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you say dark stories, what are you saying? Like, it's like, is it still like fiction or non-fiction, or
it's all fiction?
It's all fiction.
It's all fiction.
Okay.
And all different kinds of darkness. So
okay.
It's like uncanny, you know, psychological thriller types. Just general kind of domestic.
Like sort of like Stephen King kind of thing.
And others are more kind of quieter, but still got that kind of
that edgy kind of feel to it. Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's about the kind of...
I like that sort of stuff. Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
It's called Fault Lines, so it's kind of looking at the fault lines in all of us, all the kind of vices that might lead us astray from the moral path.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think those sort of stories, like, it keeps you engaged, it keeps you interested, and it, you know, you want to know what's going to happen next. It's on the edge of your seat kind of stuff, like, oh, where's this going to go, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what it's about with this sort of story, right? Is it's trying to make you want to keep reading it, isn't it? It's about making the reader like actually, oh, where's it going to turn to? What's it going to twist to? Like, is it going to be like a, you know, sort of like
a page turner?
Yeah, page turner book. Yes.
And what's interesting about having five writers, island writers, is that they're all distinct voices, so that comes across in the book as well.
Right.
So all the styles are so different, and yet they're all addressing these five themes that we've got going on in the book, which is quite exciting.
Well, it's a variation, it's a variety, isn't it?
It is. It just shows you how low humans can go when they're pushed. Yeah.
But it's obviously all about imagination as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the whole two events, I mean, everybody that's writing and performing, it's all about imagination and putting kind of thoughts into words and having somewhere to really perform them or to kind of try to get their work into the world.
Mm.
And that's what I'm really interested in trying to promote through this Figurama.
Hmm.
That's good.
Any more questions?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm afraid we'll stop now, no.
Oh, what are the... So, you know, the workshops, there's one with you. What about the other two?
So we've got one with Katie Daish, which Katie Daish is known for her historical fiction. So she's running a historical fiction one. We've got a very interesting kind of photography one with Deb Stott called Stories Held in Place.
Ooh.
And we've got Hillard Morley doing... one about performance, basically how to put from the page to the stage idea. And then we've got an urban nature writing workshop with Kate Young. So, mine's not really a workshop, it's more to do with kind of coming for advice and just having a chat about where your writing's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how they can improve their writing?
Well, I mean, that's hopefully, but I think they might be good already. They might want to know where to put it next. Kind of more to do with that as well.
But sometimes people need like pointers to sort of like put them in like a direction of actually like, you know, because when you have like someone else's mind in like a story, it like makes them like sort of like see your direction to the story rather than just one-sided story.
Yeah.
So to have someone else's ideas, it kind of generates different outcomes and different ways of which their story can go.
Yeah, it definitely helps them expand what they're doing and maybe push it forward.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can get stuck and if you don't know where to go next, it's nice to talk to somebody that's got a bit more experience or maybe has an outlet for it or something.
And you can generate a good idea in your head.
Yeah.
But you don't always know the theory behind it or the reason behind it
or how to express it in words
which it can even make sense sometimes
because
sometimes putting pen to paper is easier said than done.
I agree. I don't think writers don't take writing lightly. I mean if you're serious, you know the work it takes.
It's very underestimated sometimes.
I think that's why the Figurama is a good event, because all the hard work gone into the writing is now got a little outlet just for a few days, and hopefully we can get some interest in all our writers that are coming. So
brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's amazing.
Well, we'll have some music now, and we'll hear some more in a minute about that, and there's some more information on that. But we'll have next Jim Gilstrap with some Swing Your Daddy, and also Thesis, who are coming in next week, a local artist.
Mm-hmm.
So we have their song on the way as well. But yes, we will hear some more shortly. Here we go. Here is Jim Gilstrap.